Research-based reading comprehension strategies have been identified by Michael Pressley. Decoding skills, vocabulary knowledge, world knowledge, active use of comprehension strategies, and monitoring of comprehension. 1. Decoding is important to the comprehension process because if the reader is able to fluently recognize words, they'll be able to devote more cognitive processing to other comprehension tasks. We can directly provide systematic instruction in decoding and have a nice research and practice base to draw from in this domain. Vocabulary knowledge. This is the meaning processor. By understanding what words mean, we can use this knowledge in context to comprehend a text. We can directly teach vocabulary and also foster vocabulary learning through wide reading and learning experiences. World knowledge has to do with the background knowledge the reader brings to the reading experience. By providing students with increased levels of contextual information and teaching them how to draw upon and integrate it, we can assist them with the comprehension process. Next, we can teach students to actively use specific and general comprehension strategies. The classic example is the use of a story grammar structure, which would typically include at minimum an initiating event, an introduction of the problem to the characters, attempts at solving that problem, and some resolution. Readers can use a strategy like this to aid in comprehension. Monitoring comprehension. It's about checking in during the reading process to ensure that you're comprehending each part of the text and the text as a whole. This is all the more important when reading content area texts that quickly build upon themselves. So those are 5 reading comprehension strategies, and they're important to think about as we look at features of digital text.